This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In your mind, how far have we come on eliminating the stigma when it comes to addressing mental health?
Well, I would say today, because in the past, when you think about the celebrities who would have, you know, under the circumstances as far as stigma, would have not ever come out to talk about their personal stories. If you look about it and you think about, and I think about Simone Biles and other celebrities that have come out to talk about and be open about their mental health awareness, I think we've come pretty far, you know, over the last few decades. Mental health is important. It's just as important as your physical health. And if you're dealing with mental health issues, you know, nothing else holistically with you is going to go right until you address those mental health concerns. So I think over the past couple of decades, the awareness has been, you know, put out there a little bit more, and the communication and the conversations that are happening have been more prevalent in the, you know, in the news media. So I think we've come a little bit. We still have some work to do, but I think we've come, you know, pretty far.
What work still has to be done?
Well, I mean, like I said, there are still some individuals that feel or see, you know, receiving mental health services as a sign of weakness. And, you know, and I think for those individuals, especially for anyone that's listening, you know, I think it's a sign of strength. When you are identifying, you know, there's some things that you need to address, receiving some mental health services, there's nothing wrong with that. That shows that you're trying to empower yourself, you're trying to better yourself, you're trying to have better outcomes for yourself. So I see that is a form of strength. And I think we just need to, you know, educate families a little bit more, especially African-American men who are, you know, the ones that are typically the ones that are not really wanting to come forward and, you know, and identify that they have a lot of, you know, mental health needs.
How increased are the capabilities to handle mental health cases?
Well, especially for OLB Human Services, we've hired, you know, more mental health providers. We've opened more satellite clinics out in the community where the need is greater. Our main site is located here in Lackawanna, but we wanted to put some clinicians and some satellites in the communities where the need was greater. So we have a couple. One on the east side of Buffalo. We have one in East Amherst. We just opened up one in Batavia. So we're trying to put clinicians out in the community so that the access is easily available for families that have barriers to, you know, with transportation. And again, some families don't want to come to a brick and mortar place to see a clinician. So we offer telehealth services so they can do the telehealth services in the privacy of their own home. And no one is the wiser as to, you know, what services they're providing, but they're getting the services that they need.
We're seeing more and more mental health services available. However, we're still seeing a growing number of mental health issues and the mental health crisis. How tough is it to decline the problem in mental health, even though we have more resources?
Well, we do have more resources, but the providers, you know, there's a limited number of providers that's available. Collectively, all of the agencies are stating the more services that they offer, they are declining with the staff, you know. And I don't know if it's because of staff burnout over the years. They've just become burnt out. And they're looking, you know, to go into other careers. But the mental health field, you know, you don't see as many students graduating from that field any longer. So there are, yes, more individuals needing the services, but we have to become more educated and have to become more diligent in getting students to, you know, go back into the social health field so that when they're graduating, they're ready to roll, rock and roll with the agencies and start providing these services. There are a ton of community services available. We just have to make sure that we have the providers willing to do that because the need is out there. The need is great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.